This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for March 2013. Tonight's lineup includes NZRT executive election results, presidential comment, a Masterton conference update, and on the international scene.
The Wireless Institute of Australia takes a bold stand to try and keep part of the 2300 megahertz band.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. NZART President and Executive Council election results 2013. Voting for NZART President. Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, 514 votes. John Andrews, ZL2HD, 210 votes. Vaughan Henderson is, by the voting result, duly elected president. To Northern Region councillors, no election was required. Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH, Phil King, ZL1PK, and Neil Ellis, ZL1THA. Central Region councillors, no election required. Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, Fred Johnson, ZL2AMJ, Ted Linney, ZL2TB. To Midlands Region councillors, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, 154 votes. Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, 134 votes. Anne Fraser, ZL3TNT, 43 votes. Stuart Watchman and Phil Holliday are duly elected as Midlands Region Councillors. Southern Region Councillor, no election required, Terry Thomas, ZL4TAE. Scrutineers for this election were Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, Upper Hutt Branch President, Steve Morgan and Debbie Morgan. The above positions become effective on the 1st of June 2013. And that information from Evan Sayer, NZART Returning Officer, dated 20th of March 2013. Now to this month's presidential comment. Here's our President, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening. The results of the elections held earlier this year have been announced, and I would like to sincerely thank all of you for the strong expression of support you have given me. The result of the voting for the position of President was quite clear, and I will do my best to provide good leadership of our association for the next 2 years. I would also like to congratulate our two Midlands District Councillors, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, and Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, on being the successful candidates, and I look forward to working with them over the next 2 years. I'm a little disappointed to find a few New Zealand radio amateurs and members of NZART who cannot see the benefits of our association being a contributor to the worldwide amateur radio fraternity. Amateur radio, by its very nature, is an international hobby, as the many of you who enjoy QSOs worldwide can attest to. As such, we cannot be isolationist. We must ensure that your rights as members of our association are protected so you can enjoy ongoing access to the amateur bands and frequencies allocated by our administration. The benefits to NZART through participation in the International Amateur Radio Conferences are too many to list here tonight, but in brief, they include input to the future of amateur radio, input to the expansion of privileges at the International Telecommunications Union level, ensuring that NZART is part of our regional and international organisation where we are seen and heard and not just dictated to, ensuring your interests as members of NZART are protected, helping develop policies to encourage the growth of amateur radio, not just in New Zealand but in our region and around the world, ensuring that decisions made in Europe, the Americas or anywhere else do not usurp the privileges of our members or their enjoyment of amateur radio in New Zealand. Equally, we must contribute to the future development of our hobby, actively seeking greater privileges and protecting our current ones in the international arena. It's not sufficient that we rely on our administration to protect our interests. How many of those administrators are now radio amateurs? A decade or more ago, we had dedicated radio amateurs in significant roles in the administration, but this is no longer the case. We still maintain an excellent relationship with our administration, but can't rely on that alone to advance the cause of amateur radio in the face of ever-increasing demands on the radio spectrum. I'm sorry to report that your next issue of Break-In, the March-April issue, will be a little late reaching you. Our editor, John ZL3IB, has advised me that the late arrival of the financial information, which requires considerable effort to typeset and present in Break-In, has meant that finalising the layout of the March-April issue has been put back, so it will not go to the printers quite as quickly as usual. You can expect to see your next issue of Break-In sometime mid-April. As you listen to this broadcast, the biannual technology convention being held in Auckland over Easter weekend is drawing to a close. Nearly 50 radio amateurs from many parts of New Zealand, some of their partners, will be enjoying the Sunday evening social activities. There will be a report on this convention in an upcoming issue of Break-In. Finally, don't forget our annual general meeting and conference will be in Masterton over Queen's Birthday weekend. I look forward to seeing many of you there, making new acquaintances and renewing old ones. If you have not registered yet, may I encourage you to do so now. Well, thanks for listening to me, and it's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Whanganui Branch 48 advise that they will be holding an amateur radio junk sale on Saturday, May the 4th at the Whanganui Intermediate School Hall, Dublin Street, Whanganui, starting at 10 a.m. Lots will be accepted from 4 p.m. on Friday the 3rd of May. For further information and the sales terms and conditions, contact Graham Hawtrey, ZL2AHR, phone 06-3447-501, 06-3447-501, or Jeff Howe, ZL2THO, phone 06-3444-302, 06-3444-302, or go to the Whanganui branch website at www.zl2ja.org.nz. That's the Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale on the 4th of May. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Election votes have now been counted and results have been published. Any further envelopes received with returning officer on them will be destroyed unopened. Please do not use them to send any correspondence or, more importantly, any payments to headquarters, as they will be shredded without being opened or removing the contents as required by any election process. The annual conference is fast approaching and is to be held in Masterton on Queen's Birthday weekend at Selway Park Conference Centre. All branches should now be considering nominations for worthy recipients of the following awards: Amateur of the Year, awarded for services to amateur radio in the previous year; Young Amateur of the Year, also awarded for services to amateur radio, however is aimed at amateurs 20 years or younger; Life Membership to NZART; services to the Association; amateur radio nationally and internationally are among the criteria for this award; and the Arthur Godfrey Jumbo Award for services to the branch or community. These awards give each branch an opportunity to recognise members who are consistently seeking ways to keep amateur radio alive and well in New Zealand. Lastly, I will be sending out a branch circular to all branch secretaries early next month. This will include the latest membership list of all who belong to the association in your area and is required for voting on remits before the upcoming conference. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join the amateur radio newsline's Jim Davis, W2JKD.
Australia's National Ham Radio Society says that it's not going to give up the 13-centimeter amateur band without a fight. This after the Australian Communications and Media Authority, the ACMA, proposes to withdraw the 2300 to 2302 megahertz segment of the band as of July 2015 so it can be reallocated for other uses. Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH of the WIA News, has the details.
The driver behind the ACMA's proposed move is to create a tidy 100 megahertz wide band from 2300 to 2400 megahertz for the purpose of spectrum licensing by auction. The 13 centimeter amateur band has only a secondary service status at 2300 to 2450 megahertz. Primary user status goes to the fixed, mobile and radio location services. The 2300 to 2302 meg segment has been used for narrowband weak signal working, and this is reflected in the WIA band plan for 13 centimetres. In the face of the ACMA's proposal, the WIA intends to fight back. The WIA is preparing a submission that strongly argues for the retention of a 150 kHz wide allocation at 2300 megs on at least a co-primary basis. A 150 kHz wide line in the sand, you might say. Some have suggested that the Institute should bargain the loss of 2 megs in the 13 centimetre band for more spectrum elsewhere, like the 80 metre DX window or securing exclusive access to 50 to 52 megs, for example. However, the WIA board has adopted the stance that this is no time to roll over and die on the 13 centimetre issue, to use the loss of 2 megs as a bargaining chip when it comes to issues affecting other bands, or, for that matter, bargaining for a new band elsewhere in the radio frequency spectrum. Each issue really has to be addressed on its own merits. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH.
The decision of the Wireless Institute of Australia to stand its ground to keep at least a small part of the 13-centimeter band is not as unusual as it first may seem. As broadband expands and other services are displaced from their spectrum, many are looking for band space to relocate. And as such, the ham radio bands at 420 and above are quickly becoming a prime target of these outsiders. Because of this, more and more national ham radio societies are finding that there are only two ways to fight back. The first is to become politically active in their nation. The other is to do what the Wireless Institute of Australia is doing by literally drawing a proverbial do-not-cross line in the sand. Some good news for a ham radio operator in Nelson, New Zealand, who is being hounded by a neighbor to take down his antenna. This because, she said, it interfered with her view of the surrounding landscape. The town council says that the antenna can stay. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has this follow-up report.
According to information supplied by Andrew Mackey, ZL2HZ, the Nelson City Council has no intention to proceed with the complaint filed against a ham radio antenna installation owned by Rick Kiesig, ZL2HAM. As reported last week, the complainant, Dallas Woods, had appeared before the City Council alleging that Kiesig's tower and antenna interfered with her landscape overlay view. Among other things, she asked council members to change the rules so that amateur radio antennas are no longer a permitted activity in residential zones. But in a phone call from Rachel Rees on behalf of the entire Nelson City Council, Mackey was told that the council does not intend to proceed with the complaint from Woods at this time, nor is it proposing to make any intermediate changes to the district land use regulations that permit antenna systems such as that of ZL2HAM. Rather, at some time in the future, and only if land use regulations come up for review, it might possibly take another look at amateur antennas, but limited to geographic areas where the view is perceived to be important. According to Mackey, this is a major step towards maintaining the good relations between the Nelson City Council and the area's amateur radio community. It also ensures that continued cooperation in areas of civil defence and other activities will not be adversely affected. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, in Nelson, New Zealand.
The bottom line is that the Nelson City Council agrees that Kiesig's tower and antenna installation complies with all relevant regulations, and as such, he's free to enjoy his hobby without further outside interference. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD from Florida's Sunshine Coast, saying 73 and a very happy April 1st. And we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline's copyright 2013. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Jim. And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyrighted material. NZART Annual Conference this year is being held in Masterton and hosted by the Wairarapa Amateur Radio Club Branch 46. Here's David Braze at L2BA, the conference chairman, with an update.
Hi all. Well, it's only 63 days to go to conference in Masterton. Registrations are coming in either via post or online through our special website at www.nzartconference2013.co.nz. So you can pay online direct into our bank account to save on postage, especially if you don't have a chequebook. Raffles so far consist of an ICOM IC7200 HF radio, courtesy of ICOM New Zealand, and a Bofang VHF UHF handheld. So bring along your small change and you might just go home with a new radio. Sharon from ICOM New Zealand has also provided a special prize of an ICOM ID31A D-Star handheld for the highest youth pass mark. Thank you, Sharon, for your continued support of amateur radio in New Zealand. Grab bags will consist of a variety of items to take home, either informative or something to nibble on over the conference weekend. Thank you, Grant, 01GSM, for chasing up suppliers and other sources. A car boot sale will be held on Sunday morning before conference starts, so bring along your bits and pieces to sell and hopefully you may just get a bargain or two. The March-April issue of Break-In will be the conference issue. It will include the registration form and other conference information. Look forward to seeing you all in Masterton at Queen's Birthday weekend. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, David. David Bray, ZL2BA, reporting for the Masterton Conference Committee. Right now it's time for Waro News, and a very good evening it is to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The autumn issue of the Waro Bulletin should be in letterboxes very soon. There's a nomination form for executive enclosed in the magazine, and you're asked to think about nominating someone to fill a vacancy on the Waro executive at this year's AGM in June. Perhaps you'd like to offer yourself for a position on the committee. Just fill in the nomination form and send it off as soon as possible. Waro's Thelma Super Memorial Contest is to be held this year on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of April from 0800 Zulu to 1000 Zulu on both nights. Contacts to be on 80 metres phone or CW. WILS contact WILS and OMs, and OMs can also contact WILS and OMs, with one contact with each station being permitted in each of the 4 half-hour periods on each night of the contest. Contest organiser BevZL1OS hopes that Waro members will come on the air even for a short time, as ZLYL participation has been disappointing of recent years. Keep in mind that Waro members have to contact 10 different stations to qualify as a multiplier. Full information about contest rules, scoring and log keeping can be found in the Waro pages of the January-February 2013 issue of Break-In, and Bev is hoping there'll be an increase in the number of logs received from OMs this year. Logs are to be sent off to BevZL1OS by May the 15th. Trophies are awarded to the YL and the OM with the highest scores, and the winners are announced at the Waro AGM during NZART conference in June. This is Waro's own contest, and we urge members to take part. It is a lot of fun. And contacts made during this contest can also count towards NZ Waro Awards. A late reminder that nominations for the Waro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Erland Rose Bowl, should be sent to Lynette ZL1LL as soon as possible. The criteria and nomination format can be found in the latest bulletin or on the Waro website awards page. That's a lot from Waro for March, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Moving on to antennas and the happenings with district plans, here's the latest with Mike Newman, ZL1BNB.
Good evening, listeners. Regrettably, There is no good news tonight. There is, however, some bad news. You can't imagine how disappointed I am that the appeal of NZART and Wellington Amateurs against the Wellington City Council proposed plan change 74 was declined by the Environment Court. This means that Wellington Amateurs will have to seek restricted discretionary resource consent for any installation exceeding 8 metres in the outer residential zone and 10 metres in the inner residential zone, the same as the maximum building height. This decision is quite the reverse of that we obtained in Tauranga and highlights a situation that we would like the government to address in its reform of the Resource Management Act. We should be able to expect greater uniformity in judicial decisions. The requirement of amateur radio operators who seek to participate in long-distance radio communications are the same regardless of where in New Zealand they operate. Likewise, the effects of such masts are the same around New Zealand, although this is hardly evidenced by the huge variations in planning rules around our country. I hope all of you and your branches have been able to respond to the government's call for submissions on improving our resource management system. These submissions close in 2 days' time, on Tuesday, 2nd of April, and information on how to make a submission was included in the HQ InfoLine Special number 38 distributed last weekend. It's not too late to make your views known. If you haven't read the last HQ InfoLine, please do so now. It's on the NZART website. This is a rare opportunity for us to tell the government of our requirements and our concerns, so please respond to the call for submissions. During the week, submissions closed on the Hamilton City proposed plan and on plan changes in Marlborough. I hope the outcomes will be satisfactory, although this may be too much to wish for. That's all for this month. Thank you for listening. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Reporting from Whanganui, NZART's local government liaison officer, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with North Shore Branch 29 NZART, with the next meeting on Monday, April the 8th, at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook. A seismologist, Casper Van Wyk, will be the speaker, and his talk will be on earthquake monitoring using a simple seismometer. Now a note for all branches in the Auckland area. Auckland branch will be holding an ARDF 2-metre fox hunt on Saturday the 20th of April. The start will be at the Scout Hall in Kinsdale Avenue in Glendowie. You should bring your 2-metre handheld, a portable Yagi or other antenna, a compass, clipboard, pen and the entry fee. A barbecue will be held at noon, followed by a briefing before the event at 1pm. Have a look at some of the Auckland area newsletters for more details. To Nelson, Branch 26, and the next meeting is on Wednesday, April the 17th, starting 7:30pm. Note that the meetings are now held at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, which is on the corner of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. You'll find the meeting room is at the top of the car park, and there is plenty of off-street car parking for everyone. The NZART Vice President and Local Councillor Stuart Watchman will speak about NZART and will be able to answer your questions. And finally, to Christchurch Branch 05, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, April the 3rd, still at the club rooms at 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside, starting 7:30pm. David Holland will give a talk on safety in the man cave. How many precautions do you take in the workshop? What safe practices do you carry out? All are welcome. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Friday, the 5th of April. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of April. This is ZL6A, Headquarters Station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for March 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.